I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
The Bert Show.
Well, you're a man that doesn't like surprises.
At all.
But this one gotcha.
Yeah, this is one I will not soon forget. Like you mentioned, I'm really not big on surprises or gifts. I really don't know why. It's just not my love language. It's never truly been my thing.
What is your love language, by the way?
Probably, I'd say affection. Isn't one like a affection?
Yeah, like as far as like physical touch and stuff like that.
And action. That's a big one. I'm like a show me, don't tell me kind of a guy.
Acts of service.
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
Because every dude says, oh, physical touch is my love language. Yeah, so is everybody's. So is every man's.
Yeah, and I think this falls in that category of acts of service. And I'm proud of my dude and my lady. Both of them came together behind my back and put together this really epic trip for me that I didn't see coming at all. So within the last year, I've become a really big soccer fan, which kind of came from out of nowhere for me, because I don't know why, but growing up, I was never really into soccer. It just wasn't a thing. And it all kind of started when Romeo, our former producer on the show, we had like this soccer bet playing FIFA. And it made me like get into soccer in a way that I never had before, simply because I just wanted to win. I'm like really competitive like that. And so we played and I crushed him. Just a quick reminder. And it was great. It was epic. And then from that point, I just really started to get into soccer more. And Messi, who is, in my opinion, the greatest soccer player of all time, I became a really big fan of his personally.
And also, once you go to a live soccer match, you look at the game completely different. Like, the amount of athleticism on the pitch, and because I know as a person who's like, my favorite sport's basketball. You like high-scoring games, stuff like that. So I was always like, soccer, it's like 2-1. Like, how exciting can that be?
Exactly.
But it's really, really exciting.
It is. And that's kind of what really turned it around for me, was going to a couple of Atlanta United games. And I was like, this is amazing. This mm-hmm. is really fun. And so I combined soccer, my newfound love, with something I've always loved to do, which is travel. And it became a bucket list item of mine to see a football game, because they call it football in South America. They don't play about that.
Mm-mm.
But to want to see a football game in South America, because I've always heard about just the energy and seeing it live and how different it is. And Messi is on his way out. He's going to retire soon. So this could be his last year. You really don't know how much time he has left. So in my mind, I thought months ago, I was like, it would be great to be able to see him. And then he eventually came to the States to play, and it was extremely difficult to get a ticket. So I wasn't able to put it together. I tried very hard, but just the timing of it all, it was too difficult to do.
And it's a good thing you didn't, because he didn't even play.
He did less. Yeah, especially toward the end, he stopped playing. Right. So that also became a thing. So I guess this was happening behind the scenes and I didn't even know. And then one day, out of nowhere, my lady's like, I know you don't like surprises, so maybe I should just tell you instead of actually trying to surprise you with this. So I'm like, okay. So she gives me the option. Do you want me to surprise you, or do you want me to tell you now? And I couldn't hold it. I'm not one of those people. Even if I get a gift for somebody, I can't hold it. Like, I'm like, I gotta tell you. So I was like, just tell me now. So what I didn't know was behind the scenes, her and my guy came together in knowing like my bucket list, because she asked me to send her like my bucket list a long time ago. And she figured out that Messi would be playing with Argentina against Brazil in Brazil.
Which is a huge rivalry and a big match.
Very big deal. And I love Brazil. I love Messi. I love soccer. So she saw it as an opportunity to make all of these things happen at once. So she literally found a way to get connects in Brazil because it's a little easier to get the tickets if you're there as opposed to doing it online here. And ended up getting me four tickets, one for me, one for her, one for my guy who's going to actually meet a lady out there whom he met in Brazil 2 years ago. And they just hit it off and they've kept in touch all this time. And he told me after the trip, he was like, no, I think I'm going to keep talking to her. And I didn't believe him. But 2 years later, they actually they FaceTime all of the time. They still speak to each other. So it was like it kind of just worked out perfectly for all of us because he loves Brazil. He wanted to see his girl again. And Messi's going to happen to be playing. It's like the biggest soccer game of the year is right before Messi retires. And not only did she find a way to get me the tickets, they took care of the entire trip.
Wow.
They took care of the flights. They took care of the place we're staying. She was like, you always pay for everything. And I guess she heard me loud and clear when I was like, why am I always paying for everything? Like, when is it going to come back to me? And she was like, this time you're going to go on a vacation with your best friend and with me, and you're going to pay for nothing. We got it all covered. Don't worry about it. And I was like, that is the greatest gift I've ever received in my life. Like, that's unbelievable.
She's a keeper.
Slow but, yeah, clap and, for the lady.
Right? Yeah.
Lady.
That's how y'all see it. I see it as pressure for what I got to get up. I don't know how to top that.
Oh, and you are a guy, like, you and my husband are similar because you just ride the middle. Like, you don't really get a big reaction from Mo. Don't really get a big reaction from my husband. So whenever I get him, give him gifts, I've had to manage my expectations over years because I'm like, oh, he's going to be blown away. And he's like, oh, thanks. So when she got you this gift, like, what was your reaction? Did you give her the reaction she deserved?
I did. Okay. And it was funny because she said the same thing. Like, she's like, you never get excited about anything.
Never. You don't.
I really don't. I've been like that my whole life. But she was like the look on my face, she said it was almost childlike of how excited I got.
So sweet.
And how I wanted to go get a Messi jersey. And I was like, really? She was like, that did it all for her. Like, to see that, because it takes a lot to get that out of me.
So when you all leave?
Tomorrow.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
Have the best time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Bird Show.